Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday, December 20th, counting down to Christmas Day. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little rainy and warm, but Mark Rosa, what are you going to do, right?
That's it. You just got to take what comes.
That's all you can do, and just enjoy the family and the presents and the eggnog and all of that stuff. Right. I'm well, sir. Thank you. It's time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. If you can safely access the computer at jeffersonfinancial.org, you'll see in the middle of the page calculators. Click on that. You'll find close to 90. Last time I counted calculators, they can help you with all different kinds of things. And that's what Mark does. He helps you manage your money. So what are we going to talk about today, Mark?
Well, first, and Tommy, I wanted to mention calculators free and open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to join the credit union. Nope. You don't have to put personal information and nothing of the sort. Just enjoy them. That's
no
why
salesman will call.
But no sales, absolutely. So, Tommy, I thought to talk a little bit about rates. I had people asking me about rates since the Fed had some actions this week, and it was as expected. Okay, they were forecasting lowering interest rates by 25 basis points. They did. That was on Wednesday, released yesterday, and that's a full point for 2024. They started late in the summer, August, September, and three consecutive meetings later, we've got 1% lower rates. What people don't understand is what Fed actions, when they are normally lowering rates or increasing rates for that matter, they are confined to a particular area of rates with respect to bank products and interest rates in general. So they're going to be lowering what's called the overnight rate or increasing the overnight rate. It would be more on the way of like savings accounts that really don't have a term. So when you have and credit cards, they really don't have a term. It's a perpetual product. But when you have five-year car loans, that's not what the Fed is doing. But especially when you have 30-year house loans, that's not what the Fed is doing. Now, will the markets align themselves with a lot of rate changes? They do. But what had gone on this week, I think people were expecting more as they've been putting up with relatively high rates for the past couple of years. Been very painful, and it's like any talk of a rate decrease, they think it's mark to market. Every time the Fed changes rates, it's going to mean a windfall of savings for them, and that's just not what happened. So first of all, they said, okay, we lower rates by 25 basis points. Tommy, you and I were talking about inflation data that came out last week. We covered it this past Monday, that there are a couple of upticks in inflation. It happened in producer prices. The average was hovering around 0.2% per month, and that would have been a 2.4% annual rate. It came in at 0.4%. So that was kind of a shock to the market. It came in at double the expectation. Is inflation starting to get back in the equation? And that's exactly what the Fed wants to be relatively astute about. They want to be a hawk over any increase in inflation. So given that, they were saying, okay, we're going to lower the rates by 25 basis points this time. They did. But that's the first phase of our action about getting us out of this. When they increased rates by 5 percentage points over the past couple of years, they've only taken one back. So that's why rates remain high, in part, because their actions, they've only taken back just a small bit of what they increased to fight inflation. They said, well, next year, especially with the economy improving and inflation possibly returning, maybe two rate decreases next year. That would only be a half a percentage point if they decreased by their normal 25 basis points per meeting. And Wall Street didn't like that at all. Some Wall Street analysts came out saying, well, if you got producer prices that came in at double the expectation, don't plan on any rate decreases next year. The party is over. The Fed's second phase of rate changes might be just to sit on their hands for a couple of years. So what happened? The Dow was promptly down yesterday 1,100 points. It rebounded a little bit of late, but nothing to replace the 1,100. I don't even think it replaced the 100. So that the market didn't like that news at all. We were expecting, let's bake some rate decreases into the equation for next year and look forward to some lower rates. Well, okay, that's where it is right now. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see. The Fed's preferred inflation gauge, the personal consumption expenditure, was due out at 8:30 this morning, came out just a few minutes ago. The expectation was to be up 0.2%. It was thankfully up only 0.1%. So that's better than expected, obviously, a less of a inflation pressure. And I'm sure the Fed will be watching that very closely going forward. That's their preferred gauge. So I'm glad it was down and not up, or the market would have had another, I would think they would have had another sell-off today. As far as what happens to credit card rates, as I spoke of before, Capital One was kind of showcased in a Market Watch article. They used them as an example. Tommy, their rates, it's called risk-based pricing. If you have great credit, Capital One rate is 19.49%. If you have mediocre credit, it's 25.74%. And if your credit is kind of beat up a little bit, and you put it back together, your rate that you will pay is 29.49%. Now imagine lowering that by a quarter of a percentage point. You thinking you're getting anywhere? That's not good credit. They're charging you basically 20%. So that's where some of the credit card rates are, double digits, still at highs. So you're not going to get a lot of relief at all from recent Fed action for reasons that we said. Some cards reset immediately after the Fed might change rates because it would be tied to Wall Street Journal Prime. That does reset immediately after the Fed changes rates. Some of them reset at the end of the month. Some reset quarterly. So if somebody's saying, well, okay, I'll take the quarter point reset, I'll take it. It's incrementally, it's better. It's I don't know how somebody even notices a difference at those rates, but they might drag that out. Whoever your credit card issuer is might reset at the end of a quarter, so you won't notice it right away. Auto rates remained relatively unchanged because they're not going to. That's not what the Fed is doing. Is not affecting directly 5-year paper, 6-year paper, and that's what auto rates are. Mortgage rates, they increased the moment that the Fed said they weren't going to decrease rates, but maybe a couple of times next year. So they popped back up about a quarter, and that, again, is 30-year rates. So the home sales have been on track for their worst year in nearly 30 years. You've got inventory that's not turning over because some people that got 2-point-something% rates a couple of years ago are sitting on it. So that inventory is staying put. And then rates have remained basically around 7% all of 2024. We had that in August when the forecast was that they were just going to start plowing into rates and pulling them back down. And the mortgage market was getting excited. And we booked some 5.5% 30-year mortgages fixed back in August. And some people jumped on the idea. I'm glad they did because they locked in a good rate for at least the foreseeable future. But if we didn't, if somebody was waiting on a couple more basis points to come down, now you back up into the sevens, and that might stay there for the foreseeable future. So that's kind of where some of the rates are, different products that people may have, and you're just not going to see a lot of relief off of these small incremental changes in Fed action. I'm glad they're doing them. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for the economy, but if it starts stoking inflation again, some analysts have said, you know, look, I wouldn't be surprised if there was an increase next year. I'm hoping that doesn't happen.
Thank you, Mark. Very good information as always. And again, go to Jefferson. to go to jeffersonfinancial.org, check out those calculators. And I'm kidding about, you know, they used to say no salesman will call. But seriously, there's no tracking, no this, no registration, no login, no password, no nothing. Absolutely free, close to 90 calculators that will really give you some valuable information and make you rethink things when it comes to your personal finances and your personal budget. Thank you, Mark. Talk to you Monday.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
Monday,
Tommy.
We'll take a look at the week ahead. You bet. I'll look at the week ahead on Wall Street Monday morning markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union.